Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Look at that.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, boy, oh, boy, folks, you know, this is live radio. We're broadcasting into 154 cities even now. We're also broadcasting into 53 different countries, and I just wanted to let you know we appreciate you making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts in and on that of Genesis Communication Networks. So what I'm doing right now, friends, as a matter of fact, I'm just going down, scrolling on social media platforms. And if you'd like to see what's going on here, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go to that page, subscribe to that page. And when you go to that page, you'll also be able to track us down wherever we may be. And if you go over to Genesis Communication Networks right now, I'm trying to show you, yep, we're number two right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. Only you can do that. And as well, on when you're over on that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, please go to the top of the page here and click on and then subscribe onto our new Rumble feed. Our Rumble feed is right there. We have to rebuild. For the new listener, we have to rebuild because YouTube illegally pulled down our page some time ago, and we are rebuilding. So, again, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that we are going to be in South Dakota. People ask all the time, where are you going to be? Well, if you go to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertymedia.com, my schedule is right there. So sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the Bradley's schedule, check it out. We're going to be in South Dakota. We're going to be with America's Constitutional Sheriff, Richard Max, and that will be on Wednesday, December 1st. After we're done there, by the way, just for those that might not know, again, going over to Bradley's schedule on that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't mean to confuse it, but it's just as it comes up, I got to bring it up. We're also going to be in Yankton, South Dakota on the 4th of December. On the 4th of December, Yankton, South Dakota. On the 1st, we will be in Rapid City, South Dakota as well. So, again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you guys something because, listen, I get as sick and tired of the gloom and doom as to what's taking place in this country as anybody does. That's why we stand up and fight against it. We are setting the narrative here. We're not waiting for the bad guys to set the narrative. And you just heard during the break, friends, they're going to try to push another variant. They're going to try to push another virus. In fact, friends, what we need to understand is this is a tsunami coming in on a global basis, and it must be stopped. And the way to do that is in obedience to God, period. There is no in-betweens. Folks, if you don't realize by now that we're in a spiritual world, I don't know that I can help you. I mean, you have eyes. Do you see? You have ears. Do you hear? I mean, folks, we are in a warfare, and that warfare has been going on for some time now, and we have to combat it, and that's exactly what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com. We have been combating it for 23 years, and we believe that we will come out on the other side. I also believe, and you can call me what you will, but you can call me what you will after the fact. Please do it that way. Give it a little time, and we'll see who stands true here. I don't believe that the America that we know, and I'm talking about our constitutional republic, I don't believe that this country will ever be destroyed. I just don't. You can say, well, Bradley, it's being destroyed right now. No, the chastisements of the Lord weren't taken heed to. So therefore, he's bringing judgments upon a people. So one way or another, he's going to be glorified. He's going to be glorified in judging you, or he's going to be glorified in blessing you. So which one is it? That's your call. Acts 20, verse 21. So again, we're setting the narrative here because we have our feet upon the rock of ages, which never changes. And we understand that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13. By the way, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, I want to put a little joy on your face. I just told you, I get tired of the gloom and doom, too. But we're setting the narrative here, and to do that, it calls for a fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, fighting the good fight of faith. But I also want to say this, friends. In setting the narrative, there's also joy in bearing the cross. And today I ran across something that I want to show everybody here on social media platforms. Because this is beautiful. The Lord said that a child is the model of heaven. Did he not? Yes, he did. We're to have the faith of a child. Is that what he said? Yes, he did. He said, unless we become as a little child. Did he say that? Yes, he did. I want to show you a child. And I want to show you the pure joy that this little boy has got on his face when he walks into a store during the Christmas season. Okay, I want you to see for yourself, because this, folks, will put you in a different mood. It will put a smile on your face, and it will add joy to your day before we get the show going. Look at this little man. Anybody feel like this today? Look at the look on this guy's face. Sons of Liberty Media.com, right side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. This little boy is walking into the store. He is elated. He is outside of himself having so much fun, friends. He is such a beautiful little man. You want to talk about fearfully and wonderfully created? This little guy exhibits just that. He's inside of his store. He can't contain himself, friends. He's having so much fun. Whoa. He's contagious. Whoa. Folks, that joy should be contagious, and this little man's got it. His eyes have been opened to a brand new world. And he's looking at what? The creation of God inside of his store. And again, friends, he is totally elated. Now listen, I just wanted to add a little joy to everybody, because again, folks, it gets old. You know what? We're living a real life here. But you know what? There's joy in the midst of all of this too. And when we can look at a little child, you know, it's interesting. Jesus said that the child is the model of heaven. We're to emulate those little men the way, and those little girls, the way that they look at their parents. That's how we're supposed to look to our Heavenly Father. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are, in Jesus' name. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Some of the lunacy taking place across the globe right now. As you can hear, friends, right now what's happening is they're creating another crisis because they've already gotten their way so far. And what's happening on a global basis, people are beginning to stand up in defiance. As a matter of fact, over the last week, friends, I've showed you over in Australia alone concerning the people that have just risen up in the millions. I want to show you just step by step, and I want to show you what precipitated all of this first and foremost. And I'm just doing a little recap. We're going to get to new content, but I want to do a bit of a recap here so people that are weekend listeners can hear for themselves. This is this wild-eyed lunatic in Australia, and this is why. And this is what I'm talking about, friends, when I say let their cruelty swell our ranks. This is what precipitates war, is people like this. And I'm about ready to show it to you right now. Again, this is a individual in government who is out of hand. He thinks that he is a law unto himself. He's acting as a demigod. But again, I want you to see why the people in Australia are standing up in the millions defying these tyrants. Does this look like a representative to you, friends? You decide. Does this sound like a representative to you, friends? You decide.
If you are anti-mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is. If you support, champion, give a green light, give comfort to, support anybody who argues against the vaccine, you are an anti-vaxxer. Absolutely. Your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant.
So in other words, you agree with us or else. That's what's happening, friends.
You campaign against people being vaccinated in vulnerable settings, teachers in classrooms. I'll be really clear. At that point in time, people were actually supporting the idea of a teacher being unvaccinated in a remote community classroom. With kids who cannot be vaccinated. I reject that.
Does this sound like he's working for the people, friends?
Out there in any way,
or a special interest group
campaigning against
like
this
big
man,
pharma.
You are absolutely anti-vax. If you say pro-persuasion, stuff it, shove it. We are absolutely going to make sure as many territories as possible are vaccinated.
I mean, really, he is out of himself.
Has he looked at the Doherty model that has only come out since? That says if you double dose 80, in remote communities, 5 and up, I think you'll see our vaccine mandate is absolutely crucial to protecting lives, particularly Aboriginal lives. And I will never back away from supporting vaccines. And anyone out there who comes for the mandate, you are anti-vax.
Yeah. In other words, if you stand against us, like I said yesterday on the radio program, friends, remember after September 11, 2001, remember George Bush said either you're with us or you're with the terrorists? This is exactly what is happening here, again, through this created crisis. But what is happening globally? Well, I can tell you what's happening globally, friends. And if I take you in particular to that of Australia, well, again, I want you to see for yourselves as to what's going on there so you can say, hey, I seen it for myself. So, again, if you're on social media platforms, here you go. This is what's happening in Australia because of lunatic tyrants like that. Check this out. There is literally millions of people throughout the country of Australia, 500,000 in Melbourne, 300,000 in Sydney. The list goes on. As they pull up, I'll tell you, in Perth, there's 250,000 people that are protesting these guys, 150,000 in Brisbane. This is all in Australia right now, friends. You go to Adelaide, 100,000 people are rising up. Folks, they're not going to put up with it because the history of mankind is you can only oppress them for so long. And what you're seeing throughout that country is quite astounding, to say the least. But they're not going to put up with it, friends. And again, I want to remind the American people that when the American people put a stop to it, this is going to stop. Here's some more footage that I just pulled up now, and I want you to see it on social media platforms as well. And again, let me also remind you, this is what they don't want the people to see and know, because it's going against, this is why there's so much illegal censorship going on through the mainstream media and big tech companies as well, because they don't want you to see that the people are rising up against tyranny. See, that doesn't fit their narrative, friends. It doesn't fit their narrative, but it does ours, because, again, it goes back to their cruelties are, in fact, swelling our ranks, and they are, friends, no question about it. I brought you up some brand new video yesterday, and I had showed you concerning the young people in Australia alone and how it is that they themselves are rising up, okay? If you're on social media platforms, again, here you go, friends. Check this out. This is what's happening in Australia right now. By the way, this is happening in countries all over the globe, and yet the American people think to give their best is to say, let's go, Brandon, at a football game. Well, these people are literally pushed in a corner right now, in many cases fighting for their lives. And that is not far-fetched in any sense of the word. But look at the young people are starting to rise up as well, friends. The young people are starting to rise up against the tyrants in Australia. And, of course, they're trying to play it down like it's not really happening. Well, I'm showing you otherwise. And I want to tell you what this is all about, friends. This is about creating divide and conquer. Because what they're going to do is they're going to end up switching the narrative over to say, because the majority of the people on a global basis, hands down easy, have not been vaccinated. If that was not true, then why the forced compliance measures? Illegal, by the way. Totalitarianism is what it is. Okay? I'm going to go over to New Zealand right now, and I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. But this said prime minister admits that government is in fact creating a two-class system, the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated. And see, folks, as I said yesterday, look what they've been doing over and over, decade after decade. They're trying to pit people against each other in one way or another to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, because when you're dividable, you're easily conquered. And what we need to do is come together under God and deal with the tyrants. That's my message. That is the message that our forefathers gave us as well. Okay? So I want you to see this prime minister. She is, in fact, admitting to what I just told you. And this is happening right now in New Zealand. You ready for this one? Here we go. I'm doing my best, folks. I'm doing my best. There's some... Okay, so we got this. I'm going to come back to this. I don't know what's going on with it, friends. I'm on a social media platform right now. And again, forgive me. I don't know why it's acting in such a fashion, but it is acting in such a fashion that it shouldn't be acting in such a fashion right now, right? But I'm going to go back over to that, and I'm going to show you what's been precipitated by these lunatics. And what's happening is their message is backfiring. And I'm going to try this again. I'm going to go back over to this said prime minister in New Zealand. And I want you to see for yourself what this is about. We know it's not about a virus. And by the way, the virus is a man-made virus. It is not a natural virus. But again, I want you to hear for yourself what this prime minister has to say. You ready for this? Let's do it.
You probably don't see it like this.
I'll play it a couple times so you can get the whole of the trend.
You have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep. Yep.
She just told...
You basically said this is going to be like... Well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this. There's two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep.
Did you hear what she said?
So...
See, did you hear what she said? And this was the lady that when she was asked by real reporters, journalists, questions, she shut down the press conference because she said she only answers to accredited media. That's the mainstream media. Those that are going to push her narrative and her narrative alone. So that's what's happening on a global basis. And we could spend the whole show talking about just this. I can bring and make one more point before this hard break coming up. But I want to go back over to that of Australia, and I want to show you it's not working, and I want you to hear from them that it's not working. And what's not working? The police are not working, because the police, what they're doing is deserting the tyrants, and they're coming over with the people. This is also happening in France. This is also happening in Germany. Listen, as I've said 1,000 times, friends, if the bad guys don't do what the bad guys, or if the police don't do the biddings of the tyrants can't do what the tyrants want to do, right? Well, what happens when they forsake the tyrants and they join the people? This is what happens. Check this out.
The government will be requesting from the Commonwealth more troops, so more members of the Australian Defence Force.
So they're using the military and the police force against their own people.
As it stands right now, Lizzie, it is not working what we're doing.
It's not working.
And the police minister...
Well, wait a second, friends. Let me say this. If it was really about our health... If it was really about our health and we really trusted our governments, right, our said representatives on a global basis, would they have to use the military? Would they have to use forced compliance measures? No, absolutely not. Here's the message. The people don't trust the governments. Then I say to the people, then stand up lawfully and deal with the corruption so you can trust your government. Every country deserves the government that it has. I'm going to finish this out.
Heads together, and they're trying to fix it themselves.
And this is all happening now, but any idea of when we might see these changes?
I'm told 48 hours have been given the New South Wales Police Force, their legal team, to redraft these public health orders, essentially to make the health orders work for the police rather than work for the public.
Did you hear that? It's for the police, not for the public. Folks, that is what it sounds like and looks like when a government wars against its own people. That's when the people must stand up. We're going to take a quick break again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this hard break.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. With inflation and a dangerous new COVID variant on the rise and the stock market tanking, It's not getting any easier for Joe Biden, who seems blissfully unaware in Nantucket. Biden says he is unconcerned with the market's worst day of the year, saying it was expected.
Expected. They always do when there's something, when COVID rises.
But does it worry you at all?
Not at all.
The president is expected to remain in Nantucket through Sunday. Women are set to make unprecedented gains in leadership positions on President Biden's foreign policy and national security teams, but their confirmations for key appointments are being held up in the Senate. Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hawley of Missouri have placed holds on a number of Biden nominees. They say the holds are to demonstrate their objections to Biden's policies, not specific people. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration announced plans Friday to ban travel to the United States from South Africa and seven other countries, just hours after a new coronavirus variant was deemed a highly transmissible virus of concern. Last year, Joe Biden promised he would lead with science and repeatedly pushed that President Trump was a xenophobe for banning travel from COVID hotspots into the country. Mike Huckabee on Fox News observed.
So I guess we now have it confirmed. Joe Biden, by his own definition, is xenophobic and racist and engaging in hysteria and fear-mongering. So there you have it.
It should be noted that the southern border remains open. Delta Airlines and United Airlines said on Friday they do not plan any changes to their South Africa U.S. routes after the White House said it plans to impose new travel curbs on Southern Africa starting Monday amid concerns about a new COVID-19 variant. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here to give you the information that the mainstream media means to censor. And friends, I just want to say it again for the record. I get it all the time. Bradley, I can't go online right now. We're talking about social media platforms such as Facebook. Okay, I can't go online. They're blocking me again. It doesn't link. I'm not getting the bell to alert me to come over to your show. I know. I get it. This is what we're talking about. But I want you to understand something here. We have Facebook on notice with the ministry. We've had them on notice for 2 years, but they continuously toy with us. So what we're waiting for is the door of opportunity to go through, because when the door of opportunity is open, friends, we are going in and we are literally showing, we're going to show the courts, we're going to show the jurors, friends, a trial by jury, right? We want that jury to see what Facebook has been doing for years. And not that this is new to anybody, but we have got screenshots, we have emails, we have texts, we have people sending us this information. I have a stack, friends, is from the ground to the top of my head is I am tall concerning the violations of Facebook against this ministry. And it shows you what they're threatened by. They're threatened by the truth. And their new big deal, friends, is anything where you expose the virus for what it is, that's man-made, and it is a man-made virus. It's not a natural virus in any sense of the word. But I just want to let you know, friends, that this is not us censoring people. If you're over on Facebook, it's not us doing that. Again, there's 760 67,000 friends over there, and they allow a certain amount of people to come in. People can't even like the page anymore. We've got them on notice. I just want to let everybody know we're not a pushover ministry. We're not going to just allow this to take place. We're just waiting for our opportunity. As they say, give them enough rope, and what happens, friends? They will hang themselves, and you can rest assured in this particular situation, they're going to hang themselves in so many different ways, friends, because what they're doing is completely illegal every step of the way. You want to talk about fake news, friends? They're the ones giving it to you. And, of course, who do they blame? Those that are telling you the truth. Isaiah 5:20, they put the truth for a lie and lie for the truth. That's what they do. And they've done it for so long, and they've gotten away with it for so long that they're emboldened to continuously do it. When the people have had enough of what's going on, it's going to stop. Believe me, it's going to stop. And that's what needs to happen, is the American people, namely, need to understand that their backs are already up against the wall. There's no more room. There's no more road to kick the can down. And we need to stand up and understand that today is the day, and today is the time to do the right thing. Right, the right time to do the right thing is right now. Isn't that right? Yeah, it is. Wanted to remind you, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side, subscribe to the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. We're jumping around a little bit, and we're shooting from the hip because this is live radio concerning what's going on in Australia. I'm going to bring you back over to America now, and I'm going to show you how this is backfiring, okay? This is why they're creating another crisis. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you over to our friends over at Ron Paul's. His co-host, I actually like him, and he brings some good information. And I'm going to let him bring some more information here concerning how it is backfiring, concerning the narrative. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Apparently not enough.
You mentioned the other issue, which is a big problem that the Biden administration and others are having, which is that they are sending a message that the vaccine is not very good. And that's a real problem. And we're seeing it over and over. And in fact, I'm going to do a couple of quick tweets here just to show what we're talking about. Let's look at the next one. Now, this happened yesterday. The president made a big show, a big dramatic show of getting his booster shot. And so moments ago, President Biden receives Pfizer COVID-19 booster
shot. He didn't get no shot, friends.
Dan Horowitz, who writes over at The Blaze, said, so it doesn't work? You know, if he's got to get more of it. And let's look at the next one then really quick. Because this is the point we're making. He's getting a shot, and then someone comments, vaccinated, he's wearing a mask, and he's getting another vaccine shot.
Yeah.
Nothing about this image.
This is never
going to
stop, friends. That's what you need to understand. They're going to keep this going and going and going until the American people put a stop to it. That's when it's going to stop.
Johns Hopkins, and he actually confirms what these earlier tweets were suggesting. He said on Fox yesterday that, this is Dr. McCarry from Johns Hopkins, quote, if you look at the blanket and indiscriminate vaccine mandates that come from the White House, after they have been announced, the vaccination rates on a daily basis have gone down 20%. So the pushing, the yelling, the screaming, the drama is actually causing people to stop and be more hesitant. That's what he's seeing, and that's what's really interesting. But there's one group that is very, very happy. Let's look up the last tweet in this little series. These guys are thrilled. Let's look at this chart. Oh, here's the stock for Moderna. Nothing to see here. Just Moderna stocks skyrocketing,
yep,
by 500%.
There's the pill in
the
jam.
Last year.
Who's profiting from this crisis, friends? He just told you. Who's profiting from the crisis more than Big Pharma? Nobody is. Friends, that's what you need to understand. And keep in mind, it was Brandy Vaughn, who's now gone. She was the one that was exposing Merck out in California. She put a video out. She shared with the people that she was being stalked, literally. And sure enough, just give it a little time, and she's gone now. She was the one that was warning the people about Big Pharma and what they were doing, and when, in fact, they were selling cures to the people, when, in fact, Brandy Vaughn found out they were actually selling them that which killed the people, but they sold it to them as the cure, right? This is Big Pharma. This is what they've been doing for far too long, and every single one of them need to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. No question about it. No question about it. Phil from Louisiana, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, great show, great show. I kind of wish that you were on 990 AM down here in Louisiana and New Orleans. Listen up, brothers and sisters. You better be listening to Lock and Load and Sons of Liberty with programs like this, because they're going to tell you the truth. Brothers and sisters, I used to be known as a Cajun Buccaneer. And before that, I was called Phil the Patriot. Now I'm the Cajun Widower. Brothers and sisters, I've lost three people in my family, in my immediate family, in 1 year. My cousin, Billiot, got shot at the Jefferson Gun Alley. The first shot didn't kill her, but the second shot did. And this was bullets. Now, my wife recently passed away about 8 weeks ago. Okay? Yep. And also my uncle Billiot died. And both of them have something in common. All three of them have something in common. The first shot didn't kill them, but the second shot did. Yep. And then they confiscated the bodies, the hospital, and they incinerated the bodies to get rid of the chemical trail. This is murder. This is a scamdemic. This has been planned from the very beginning. This is the absolute worst scamdemic that's ever happened. The biggest psych up on planet Earth ever. This is World War III, brothers and sisters. We need to protect ourselves. Wake up. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Phil. I totally appreciate you, man. Wow, that was pretty power-packed. And, again, I do appreciate you. I do want to let you know that Health Impact News just reported on November 27th, which would be today, that Bill Gates is being charged with murder for COVID-19, the vaccine death in India's high court. Death penalty is sought. So, again, you can say that that will never happen. Well, if you say that that will never happen, it just means that you're not going to make it happen. So don't lay your tolerance and apathy on others that are willing to actually do what it is that you're unwilling to do. If you want this virus to go away, you're going to have to lawfully deal with these people. Friends, you can say, Bradley, I've heard this 1,000 times. This is your answer. If this is the result that you declare that you want, justice is your answer. These people are going to keep riding over the top of you, roughshod, until you put a stop to them. And it's not enough that they stop doing what they're doing. It's enough for 330 million people to put these people on notice that we're not going to put up with it and put them on the seat, friends, the hot seat, to answer for their crimes against humanity, indict them and charge them for their crimes. The very ones that are setting the narrative, friends, are not doctors. They're not representatives. No, they're billionaires making a high profit margin off of the ignorance of the people that are going along with this. Again, just reminding the people, there are people doing something about the issues. In India, Bill Gates is charged with murder for COVID-19, vaccine death in India's high court, death penalty sought. Folks, that's what the Bible tells us, Deuteronomy 19:19. Do unto others as you meant what they meant to do to you wrongfully, you're to do to them. That is justice in the sight of God. And put the evil away from you. And it also causes others to fear as well. Read Proverbs 16:6 as well when you get a moment. I want to go over to this next portion of the show because our friend, again, by the way, I'm sorry for your loss, brother. I really, truly am sorry for your loss. And it's a sad day in America. I've already heard of a couple people close to our circle that have died from the they were fully vaccinated, as they call it. And interestingly enough, they're no longer here. And, of course, how did they report it? Through the Western medicine and these little frauds, these little Mengeles of the day. How did they report it? Oh, they died of COVID. No, they died of the said vaccinations, friends. Let's get this straight. Let's get this straight. And you can see that their message is backfiring. And you can see, friends, that they're getting frantic. They're getting afraid of what's going on. Okay, that's why they need to bring, like in Australia, more police in, more military. Why? Because the report said it's not working. What's not working? I thought everybody got vaccinated, man. Your message contradicts itself every step of the way. Is anybody paying attention? When they tell you that 100 million people have still not been vaccinated in America, you can rest assured, friends, that's probably how many people, if they're lucky to get those numbers, that have been vaccinated. Okay? They tell you the opposite of what the truth is. That's what Satanists do. And that's what the minions of Satan do. Read John 8:44. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you something. A lot of people always ask me, what can we do about what's going on? What can we do about what's going on? I want to bring you over to my friend Keith Haskell, and I want to show you what he is doing at a school board a city council meeting just recently, and oh boy, is this going to put a smile on some of your faces. We're going to be right back. Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor. And I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Listen, I want to say this really quick because it is Christmas time. Please do not forget about supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.com during this time. November and December are always harder for ministries such as mine. And I want to tell you something, friends. As you well know, we are a black and white ministry. We're not what you see out there. We're confronting all of that lack of Christianity. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. We're holding to the Word of God, and I'm simply asking you, please consider supporting us, becoming a son or a daughter of liberty on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Also, do consider, friends, that, listen, these things that I'm showing you on social media platforms, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, and then the Sons of Liberty, we have a red one and a blue one. We have dog tags. We have, folks, T-shirts to glory. These are your ideas. We're not making money off them. But I do want to say this, over the last year, we have tripled. I mean, every single day there's orders going outside of the ministry. Consider getting one of these conversation starters to put on your back. Because, listen, I have sheriffs that wear them all the time, and they have told me, listen, wherever I wear that shirt, it sparks up a conversation. And that's exactly what we want to do. People need to come together under the banner of Christianity, period, okay? If you'd like to consider doing that, now's the time to do it for Christmas. Go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check out the store. I just posted it on social media platforms, the store. And again, please, outside of all the orders, we totally appreciate that, but do consider keeping us out there as well. I want to show this to you really quick. That was kind of odd. But going over to Virginia School District, you know all this stuff going on with the public schools where the school boards are allowing government to infiltrate their schools with child pornography? This is totally on par. This is on spot on concerning what's going on here. It is child pornography. I've said before that if I was to have a conversation with a kid in a public school during a public forum or a lyceum, an assembly program, and I shared the information that the school board and the said teachers, indoctrinators, useful idiots are teaching kids, I would go to jail for a very long time. I would be charged. I would be considered a pedophile. But somehow or another, the teachers can do it, and they're doing this right under your noses. Well, this has been going on for some time. Okay, this is a felony in every state. Just wanted to make sure you understood what I was talking about. And what's interesting, in Virginia, regardless of the information that has come to the light concerning this child pornography, which is nothing more than information to help groom the children to be violated by the teachers, don't doubt me. Don't doubt me, because I'll prove you wrong every step of the way, friends. That is what this is about. But regardless of the information given and what's coming to the light and what's come to the light in Virginia, they still reinstated the books. They still reinstated the books. That is a felony in every state. Okay. So with that said, I want you to come over here with me really quick on social media platforms. I want you to pay attention to what my friend Keith Haskell does. He's an investigator. He has hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of filed suits against those people that represent we the people that want to act as if they're a law unto themselves. He sets them straight really quick. And this is encouraging to people that want to know what their rights are and how you do it. Well, this is a lawman doing it. Okay. Again, I want to say clear, and I want you to hear me clearly, that this is a lawman that is doing what he's doing here. And again, I want you to see how it's done, because these are the kind of people that I want in my life. King David prayed that I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep his precepts. Oh, my goodness. Is that what Keith is doing? Oh, in a big way, he's doing it. Check this out. At a local, I believe it's a city council meeting, school board meeting, forgive me.
Composed of elected servants have rights and have responsibilities.
Listen to what he says to them, confidently.
Parents and children have rights.
And lawfully.
And they have responsibilities. And you have a responsibility to them. I will be submitting the Minnesota State Chapter 13 data request for each and every one of you.
What he's doing is he's going after each and every one of the school board members individually. He's pulling up their records, and he's letting them know exactly what he's going to do, because up to this point, they have not taken heed to the people or the law. He goes on.
For your medical background, medical malpractice insurance.
He's going to go after them for their medical backgrounds. He's going to go after their medical malpractice insurance. What he's doing, friends, is he's pulling away from the school board attorney, and he's telling them, I am going to basically pull back the veil, I'm going to penetrate it, and I'm going to come after you individually, and I can lawfully go after each and every one of you for $250,000 for you transgressing the laws that you, in fact, are supposed to uphold. I want to let him finish off here.
Your medical training. I will do it this week.
And I will do it this week.
Where's the red biohazard bags outside every school to dispose of these hazardous waste material masks? If you believe in a mask policy for students at our schools, why aren't you all wearing one?
So he's telling them, if you can't hear it, friends, he's telling them, if it's such a good idea to wear a mask, then why is it that you're not wearing a mask? Okay? He's calling out their hypocrisy. Matthew 23, verse 3.
Huh.
He goes on.
That's a good question. We can't ask questions here. Can't really get answers even. But you know what we did do? We followed the million. We followed the COVID money. We followed it to the school district.
They followed the COVID money.
We're making mask mandates. You see, you don't get the grant money unless you make your mask mandate.
Okay, so they don't get the grant money. This is why the schools are doing it. They don't get the grant money to do what they want with it, to disperse it at will, unless they go along with the government enforcing people to wear masks. I want you to understand something, friends. Your federal government is stealing your tax dollars from the coffers. which you put into the coffers, and they are using that money against you and your children. That's what they're doing, okay? I want to make clear so there's no misunderstanding here.
I, too, am glad that teachers or nurses testify today. Maybe they'll testify to this. Have they seen the emails from Governor Walz recently that have been released? You know, the ones that Jan Malcolm at the Department of Health asking to falsify lies.
Okay, so now what he's talking about is how the governor was recently exposed for emails between him and the Department of Health in Minnesota, where they were falsifying information and how they both intended through correspondence one with another to bolster the numbers to keep this pandemic going. They've been busted. Okay, now he's talking to the school board about those that you are submitting to are in fact now busted, which means you're lying as well. We go on.
Exaggerate numbers to approve their agendas. Pretty sure you've seen it. I know even mainstream media couldn't fake that one. 110 cases of COVID last week, right here. With what test? The one the government's banning as of December 5th because it's not valid, because it has too many false negatives.
Beautiful.
And false positives? Let's talk about the students. No, let's talk about teachers' administration. How many of them are sick? How many of them have COVID?
You notice how all the school board members are now paying attention.
Teachers at home. Because, see, they go to bars, they go to restaurants, they go to weddings, they go to grocery shopping, they go to things like this, and they don't have a mask that you want to muzzle our children. Let's listen to the experts, the nurses said. Okay, let's. How about Fauci, the CDC, Walz and Malcolm, who keep changing every week what numbers are.
They keep changing the name or the narrative every week.
Disastrous emails that nobody wants to talk about. Quarantine's not a big deal.
Almost over.
I'll tell you what's the big deal. Violating people's constitutional rights.
Yep.
Violating their constitutional amendment rights, their enshrined rights. Violating medical choice for parents is wrong. Allowing parents to get good counsel from their doctors and not listening to it and overtaking what a couple of nurses say, that's wrong. You know what else is wrong when we talk about COVID money? $250,000 apiece. Let me tell you where I get that figure.
Listen to what he says.
United States Code 18. You know what it means? That veil of protection that you have as a school board when you violate and trespass all over people's rights, that veil of protection is removed.
Ooh.
Here's, just like the corporation.
You paying attention, folks? Law's on your side.
Passing out that each and every one of you are personally, civilly, financially, and criminally liable for, and I'll help with the lawsuits because I got the facts.
Amen. Okay, so what he said, friends, is I'm coming after each and every one of you for $250,000. Now, the process goes that he goes after them. He sends out, as a gentleman, a letter warning them to do their jobs, and if they fail to do their job at this point, they've got 5 days to respond to it. If they do it not, then they get sued for $250,000. See, this is how you put the truth for what it is in the proper place. You take the law because you have a knowledge of it, and what you do is you uphold it against those that are violating it, okay? If you don't want to do that, you can go back to Hosea 4:6 and understand that that's how people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, what Keith is doing is he's taking it directly in, and folks, the proof is in the pudding. He's done it over and over and over and over again. So, these are the kind of friends I hang out with. What kind of people do you hang out with, friends? Because we're doers of the word here, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. With that said, we got hour two coming up. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms on the right side, as well as beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back on the other side. We got another hour to go.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.